MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. Bilharzia, or schistosomiasis. For most people who live in North America or Europe, those names might not be familiar. They are both the name of a disease, but it is probably not a disease that they're very familiar with, unless they have visited or lived in parts of Africa for a while, or certain areas in Asia or the Far East. In those parts of the world, between 200 and 300 million people have become infected by that disease. This includes visitors to those parts of the world. Over a billion people are at risk. How does this happen? For visitors, it can begin with something very simple. The temptation of a cool, refreshing swim in what looks like beautiful fresh water on a hot day. Sounds simple and safe, doesn't it? And tempting. But if you're in the right place, or perhaps that should be the wrong place, those few refreshing moments in the water can land you with an important health problem. This is especially true of many of the lakes and rivers of Africa. In South America, you could add Brazil, Suriname, and Venezuela to the list where fresh water could be hazardous to your health. The Dominican Republic would be included from the Caribbean, as well as places like Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Puerto Rico. If you're traveling to the Middle East, lakes and rivers in Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen are on the list of places to avoid, though the risk is less there. And in Asia, you would do well to be careful in Cambodia, southern China, Laos, and the Philippines. Why is it not good to come in contact with water that is called fresh water in any of these places? To answer that, let's see what we can learn about the disease called Bilharzia, or schistosomiasis. This disease is caused by tiny parasites that live in fresh water in the countries and areas we have mentioned. It's common in the tropics, where ponds, streams, lakes, and irrigation canals are home to a certain kind of snail that carries the parasite larva. The life cycle of the parasite is like this. Eggs hatch in fresh water, and from them, tiny larvae swim at random until they find that certain kind of snail. The larva enters a snail, in which it begins the next part of its life cycle. Over a period of 3 or 4 weeks, the larva develops into another stage, and eventually, from a single snail, thousands of parasites can be released into the water. When these parasites find an unsuspecting human swimming nearby, they enter through the skin where they mature into another stage. Inside the human body, the parasite has a very interesting life cycle. It passes through the lungs and then makes its way to the liver. In the liver, the parasites grow and mature into flukeworms and find a mate. The new couple then moves from the liver and settles down in the lining around the bladder or the intestines. They produce eggs continually for the rest of their lives. Most of the eggs that are produced come out in the urine or from the intestines, but some eggs get lost and burrow into the tissues instead. And of course, they cause damage wherever they go. Over time, this can cause damage that is significant enough to lead to blood loss. A late sign is when there is enough damage and blood loss for you to notice blood in your stool or in your urine when you go to the toilet. Because the Bilharzia parasite causes blood cells to be lost, one of the results can be anemia and lowered resistance to other diseases. Some symptoms may show up almost immediately, but it's very common that people who are infected may not feel or show any symptoms until sometime later, or possibly never at all. Before we look at some of the symptoms of Bilharzia infection, is there a way that you can avoid becoming infected? Yes. The obvious one is, don't swim in fresh water in the areas or places that are listed as possibly dangerous. Also, don't wash with untreated water. Why do we keep saying fresh water? Because that's where the parasites and snails are. These parasites cannot survive in salt water. So swimming in salt water is safe. Well, at least it's safe for this particular problem. It's also safe to swim in a chlorine-treated swimming pool. Applying insect repellent before going into the water won't help prevent infection from the parasite, and it's unlikely that drying yourself vigorously afterwards with a towel will help, but it might. Water for washing will be safe if it is boiled first. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, suggests you bring your water to a rolling boil for 1 minute. This is enough to kill any parasites that may be in the water. Another method that is just as effective would be to let the water stand for about 24 hours. The parasite larva can't live for that long without being inside a host. Now, let's look at the symptoms of Bilharzia or schistosomiasis. Within a few days of becoming infected, you may develop a rash or areas of skin that are itchy. This is likely where the parasites came in contact with your skin and made their way into your body. Next, within 1 or 2 months of the initial infection, you could develop a fever along with chills and a cough. Aching muscles can also be a possible symptom at this time, and during the early stages of the infection, most people have no symptoms at all. By the way, these symptoms we have mentioned are not caused by the worms themselves, the parasites, or by the eggs. They're caused by your body's immune system reacting to the parasite infection. If the infection is more serious, other symptoms may be noticed. Diarrhea is one, also pain in the abdomen. In some forms of Bilharzia, schistosomiasis, damage can happen to the bladder and kidneys. The liver and spleen can enlarge, and possibly there will be enlargement of lymph nodes. In addition, there can be damage to the intestines. But this usually only happens after repeated exposure. The most common longer-term symptom is passing blood in the urine. Now you're probably wondering, how is Bilharzia, schistosomiasis, treated? Well, there is one drug that seems to work well. Praziquantel is the name. That's one pronunciation. I've heard several. Check the spelling in the extended notes with the transcript for this health feature. It's encouraging to know that this drug is largely free from side effects, and it's nearly always effective. And remember, if you are in any of the countries we mentioned earlier or visiting those places, don't go swimming in fresh water, and don't wash with untreated water or water that has not been boiled. If you think you might have been infected, even if you feel no symptoms, see your doctor as soon as you can. Some tests can be done to determine if you have picked up some of the parasites. A blood test usually gives the answer, but unfortunately, this is not available at all hospitals. Hopefully, you have not been infected, but it is best to be certain. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by MemberCare Media from DWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.